Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Ladies and gentlemen, from GM Shuffle Podcast, Gridiron Genius Book,
and The Athletic,
is the great Mike Lombardi. Hi, Mike.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to La Brigada. Hope Mike, all is well there.
Mike, I got it. Yeah, Mike's got connections
it's
with
awesome,
the Brigada, too.
Here.
It's great, Mike. It's awesome. Mike, so yesterday we held this show about complaints and stuff, and I got a ton of email. Do you know the one guest that we have on every week who is unanimously endorsed they want more of is Mr. Mike Lombardi? You got the best rating of anyone who's a regular guest on this show.
Well, I don't know who took Spike's place, but maybe we could show that to the person who took Spike's place. How's that?
That's right. In fact, you know what? How about Mike Lombardi taking Spike's place? Mike, come on, you're a wheeler dealer. You would be awesome at this job. You could do any of that stuff. You know you can.
No, I think I got more on my plate than I can handle. I'm in the twilight of a very mediocre career, Angelo. You know how that goes.
Not with us, you're not. All right, anyway, Mike, let's start with this because Rhea just reported there are 8 NFL teams that have reached the 85% vaccine threshold. One of them is definitely not Carson Wentz's Indianapolis Colts. They're under 50%. You're running an NFL team. How do you get the number to 85%? What would you do?
Well, I think it's all about education and awareness. I mean, I think you've got to bring the players in and try to get them to understand that this is not going to affect them. This is going to help them. And I think you've got to be able to bridge that gap. I think there is a level of concern. People have a vaccination issue at times. And I think you just got to continue to work and continue to educate the players on why this can be so helpful, not only to our team, but to their own health. And, there's a lot of apprehension about the vaccination. You know, people just don't blindly take the shot. And the NFL and the NFLPA have worked together to really assure that these numbers are going to continue to go way up. I mean, the NFL players are complaining that the PA left them at the altar because they didn't defend them on this issue. But at the end of the day, I think they're trying to get teams to be highly vaccinated, and hopefully they can work around it. It's going to be really uncomfortable if the Colts stay at this 50% number for them to have a successful season, especially considering how much protocols they're going to have to go through with their team in terms of separation and not unifying them. I mean, look, the team bonds itself from going into the cafeteria and having lunch together and being around one another. When you can't do that, that becomes a harder issue.
That's interesting. All right, Mike, a player refuses. You got a big game coming up. He tests positive and he's not available in the game. Should he be paid?
Well, he's got to be paid. I think by rule he has to be. But I think, once again, it comes down to trying to explain it and trying to understand, the hardest thing to do in anything is when you're trying to make your point is to understand the other person's point. And I think that's really the issue here. We've got to spend more time. Explain to me why you don't want to take the vaccination. Tell me what your concerns are. List them. Write them down. And then I'll bring somebody in here who's got 75 degrees who can explain to you why you're wrong and all these things. That's really how you're going to bridge the gap. If I keep continuing to talk to the players about how good the vaccination is and how you won't die from the shot and how it's going to help us bond together as a team, I'm only making my point. I'm not understanding their point.
All right. Now, you were a part of a front office here with the Eagles. And you heard what Danny Green said last week, that the fans have to change and be nicer to Ben. Well, I'm going to play this for you because, you know, yesterday Billy King gave us a whole new spin on it where he said that he was telling us something. Danny Green was telling us something about Ben Simmons. Let's listen to what Danny said.
And in some games they'll boo us, you know, but that's part of the culture here. And that's a part of their way of showing they love us. But I said, with a guy like Ben and other guys, I think they need to stick behind him and stick by him as long as they can.
When he says a guy like Ben, isn't he saying he's soft, that you can't boo him because it's going to affect him?
Yeah, I think, you know, to me, this is what it really means. It's about strengthening of your character. I mean, if you're getting booed because you're playing poorly, I mean, how naive are you to think that somebody's going to watch you play poorly and not react to it? I mean, seriously, you know, this is not Little League. You know, not everybody gets in a bat. Not everybody gets to play. This is, you're making a lot of money. You're an entertainer. You really are an entertainer. And you're making this much money a year. You're making $30 million a year. You are an entertainer. And if you were an entertainer, if Mick Jagger couldn't sing anymore, if Mick Jagger hit a bad note, or Bruce Springsteen couldn't play the guitar, they get booed too. But every night they come out and play, and they play hard, and they play effectively. And so you've got to get thick-skinned. I mean, this is the arena that you're in. And when you've been coddled for most of your life and coddled when you've got into the organization and told you can do whatever you want to do, then this is the byproduct of it.
Do you ever, in your experience in the NFL, Mike, did you ever know you had to trade somebody? Say, I can't keep him here anymore. It's going to be negative if I do. You ever get to that point?
I think you get to that point. I think there's just, it's a law of diminishing return. I mean, you know more about the player than anybody else does. I mean, Daryl Morey's sitting in his office this morning. He knows more about Ben Simmons than most any of us do. And he can honestly assess where he thinks this train's going to go. What the light at the end of the tunnel means. Is it another train, or are we going to get through this? And once he's made that decision, once he understands it, then he's got to do everything in his power to come out and show what he wants to do. He makes those decisions. I mean, it was so classic. You know, we saw Ben Simmons on Twitter shooting three-pointers and shooting jump shots. That was predicted. In fact, I even said it. The agent was going to put that up there as a PR campaign to show that he was doing it. In a gym against guys that probably don't even belong playing basketball. So it's all about the PR spin that the agent's trying to put out, and Daryl knows the truth.
Let me apply this to the Eagles and Zach Ertz, because it's less than 2 weeks till training camp. He's still a member of the team. All indications are he doesn't want to be. When Wentz didn't want to be, they traded him. Ertz, so far, they haven't. What you thinking right now on where the Eagles are with the guy who at one time was as good a tight end as they've ever had?
Well, I think that the market for Ertz in terms of what the Eagles want back isn't what it is. Isn't what they want it to be. And so they just don't want to give him away. And I think they feel like the longer they hold on, the more desperation sets in by other teams that need a tight end. And they feel like they can capture the market. And I think eventually they will trade him. I think eventually they will trade him. And we've already seen the little bit of nuggets that have come out that, you know, they're going to change the offense. They're going to work around the tight end. And Ertz wasn't really in their plans. So for me, I think they're just holding on to him to get the best deal that they possibly can, because that's really what they believe. I mean, they haven't been able to get exactly. They want Goddard to be the guy, not Ertz.
All right, Mike, your good friend Tom Brady, apparently he won a Super Bowl at 43 with a completely torn meniscus. Does it surprise you he was able to do that? And why has he gotten a surgery and there's no indication Joel Embiid has? Same injury.
Well, because, you know, we know because of what we're told, right? I mean, Embiid had a slightly torn meniscus. That's so ambiguous, right? That was like a defending of him and the way he played. I mean, let's be real honest here. I mean, you know, if he had it, and I said it on this program, if it was bad, he was and it flapped over and he locked his knee, he wouldn't be able to play. But most players play with a torn meniscus. Most players play with it. It's a pain threshold, and usually they can effectively play. And so, really, you know, we made it out to be, the media made it out to be, well, he's playing with this. No, a lot of guys do. Brady obviously won a Super Bowl with it. And, you know, he had to probably get it fixed because it was probably flapping over and it was going to lock. I don't know the whole story on Embiid. My suspicions were at the time it really wasn't that bad, but that was just my suspicions.
He was milking it, huh? That's what I thought. All right, Al Morganti's unhappy, Mike, and I want you to help him, all right? Al came in yesterday during our complaint show, and he said he's really frustrated that the NFL, that professional football, is the monster that ate all the other sports. That football is really, it matters more than everything else put together. How did the NFL pull this off, and is that good for American sports?
Well, look, I mean, let's just take basketball. I went and saw Springsteen the other night. He did not need a day for maintenance. He did not need a rest day. He performed on Broadway, paid a lot for the tickets. He performed, right?
Right.
I didn't show up there and think, oh, he didn't play today because, you know, rest management. Springsteen didn't need rest management. The NBA is hurting themselves with rest management, not playing hard during the season, not wanting to play back-to-backs. You think the fans are going to spend $200 a ticket to go to the stadium and not watch the star player play? Yeah. When we've all seen Michael Jordan play back-to-backs, we've all seen Charles Barkley play night after night. We've all seen Jerry West play back-to-back. No matter what age you are, you've seen great NBA players play back-to-back. We've seen them play 82 games and play them hard. We've seen it. We've seen it from Kobe all the way down. Now we have this term, you know, load management. Whoever invented it, it's remarkable, right? It's unbelievable. And it affects you. And so it's affected the sport. Angelo, 19 million people watched the Toronto Raptors beat the Golden State Warriors. We're down to 8 million watching the Suns.
Yeah.
Basketball's hurting themselves. They have themselves to blame, no one else.
Tremendous.
Because the fans aren't going to tolerate it. And the same thing with baseball. You know, the same thing with baseball. You've got to be able to put a product that the fans want to be able to watch and have it consistent. And the one thing about the owners and the players in the NFL, they've done that. You know, we talk about Aaron Rodgers holding out. We talk about, you know, this player wants to get traded. You know, like he's James Harden. He's not going anywhere. They have no leverage. They've collectively bargained the leverage away from the contract. All the media talk by the worldwide leader that Aaron Rodgers is going to get traded, it's all just a joke. The Packers don't have to trade him. They could just simply say, you retire and give us the $33 million back. They have all the leverage. And the players voted for that. The players agreed to that for the good of the game. That's what's missing in the other sports.
All right, Mike, if you don't want to answer it, don't answer it. Al, did that help you?
That helped.
All right, Mike, last thing.
Is it wrong? I mean,
no, it's 100% right. Why do you think
Could you imagine spending all that money and then, oh, Mr. Embiid, he's got, you know, he needs a load management night. You bring your little kid to the game, you spend $1,000 between pretzels and seats, and Mr. Embiid's too tired to play.
Mike, one last thing. You have done a lot of different jobs in sports. What is the most satisfying? Pulling off a big trade, nailing your top draft pick, finishing a best-selling book, or appearing on our show?
Well, I would say appearing on our show, but there's no greatest reward. And I think Julian Edelman said this the other day when Cassius Marsh was complaining about it was no fun in New England. Winning is fun, and winning a Super Bowl is the greatest reward.
That wasn't on the list.
I know, but I said I picked your show first. I answered your question.
No, that was insincere. I know when you're sincere. That was not sincere.
Mike, it was sincere.
Mike, we love you, Mike. Thank you as always.
Thank you, Angela. Bye-bye.
Mike Lombardi with some great...
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.